What up?
Hey, what's up, bro?
So I'm gonna do an introduction here. My live guest today is Grant Lewis. He's an American patriot just like I am. He's my first guest on this podcast, so welcome. We both went to high school together, so we've been friends for about, I'd say, what, 7 years, bro?
Yeah, it's been a while. Texas Pride, Semper Fi, bro.
Absolutely. Well, this podcast today we're gonna talk about a lot of about what's going on in America, what we don't like to see and what we like to see, and how we feel about it, and how we feel others should look out for, including the mask mandates, which I think is incredibly stupid, because masks, they're only covered up to trap freedom of speech. So so what's your take on that? Like, what's your take on everything that's been going on in the world?
Well, out of the podcast scene for a while. As you know, I had a show that had international attention that I created and I co-hosted. But honestly, yeah, I agree. Of course, it's ridiculous. They just stopped the mandate here for at the gyms and then at my workplace. At Amazon. So, I'm just loving it here, bro. I feel free. And yeah, it's a real good vibe. So I'm just glad I don't have to wear a mask anymore.
That's impressive. I like hearing that. Yeah, that's what being a Texan's all about, living in Texas. When I used to live in Texas, I used to live up in the East Dallas area with my dad when I was growing up, about 6 years. Well, he was in the military, to be honest, and it was a wild ride. I liked it down there. I had a lot of family down there. Grew up around a lot of good people, 'cause there's a lot of good people down in the state of Texas. But the thing about that state is that you can live at your free will and you can die at your free will. And being raised down there for 6, 7 years of my life with my father, he always told me, do what's best for you and do what your heart tells you to do and live by God's rules. And to this day, just like you were saying, you had started a podcast. Your podcast generated almost 1 million views one time. I remember when you became the owner of the podcast, some stuff happened, but that podcast was awesome. I listened to it. I listened to a lot of episodes, actually, to be honest with you. And I never knew that I would actually be creating my own podcast up until this year. I came across it, came up to my mind. I wanted to speak my mind on some things that I didn't like and that I wanted to speak about. And it's one of those things where having a podcast, you can actually speak what you want. It won't censor you. And you can actually invite people to speak what they want to speak about, and you can hear what they have to say. So yeah, I just I'm a Texan by heart as well. I actually went down there in 2019, seeing some of my family, my native family, and I absolutely loved it. I absolutely loved it. I didn't want to come back to Seattle, to be honest, but I had to because I had a job at the time. But yeah, this I'm glad to hear that the mask mandates are gone now down there. They are, Washington is Washington. It's always gonna be a liberal state. It's always gonna be a bunch of Democrats. And I'm not about liberalism. I'm not about communism. I'm not about, the Democratic Party. I'm here to create change. Some of y'all don't know, but my friend Grant here does. He was one time one of my assistants for my campaign. But my campaign has since closed because I dropped out of the race or some BS that happened. But yeah, it's a good experience. it's one of those things where, you know, being in the USMC for 7 years taught me some good things. It made me grow up as a man, you know, to be who I am today. And as I'm speaking about that, you're writing down some paperwork to enlist in the Marines as well. So that's good. Proud of you, man. You know, you'll like it. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like where you go, wherever you go in the ranks. You'll do great. And my next question, my theory is, what do you feel is wrong with America right now? Like, what do you see and notice that people out there aren't noticing that they should notice? Like, I don't know. You say it.
Well, first off, it's an honor, and I appreciate it. And secondly, I would have to say that I believe personally that cancel culture is one of the number one issues plaguing America right now. So, yeah, I believe that liberalism is a mental illness and that a lot of these colleges and schools are indoctrinating students. And that it's time for a change. We need to keep it up. We need to keep pushing the conservative movement. And it's MAGA gang. We can't, you know.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. The fact that you said that makes a point. The fact that you said that America is tired of communism and tired of liberalism is a fact and a statement that you brought up, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because people in America, they need to start realizing and seeing the true identity of these people that are in office and that walk around and that have pride all over their shirts. I just saw it the other day on Facebook. It was actually yesterday. I looked at one of my friends on Facebook. He posted a story about it. It said Pride Month. Well, if you read Pride Month correctly, there's one word in there, and it says demon. Well, all that means is they're demons. So, basically, what the president is doing is he's celebrating demonic structure. And demonic structure is something we don't need in America. America is a beautiful country, and America is a beautiful standby where the American flag is flown. I had the privilege of serving my flag for 7 years. I'd be damned if somebody stepped over my flag at a football game. Who is on the New England Patriots now, to be honest. I wish he was unemployed. But once you step on my American flag, I got no respect for you. So the fact that we got a person in office and a vice president in office and the talking pioneers that they did, that what they did, is locked up black people for half those years. They don't deserve to be in office. They deserve to be in prison. Because what they did is they locked up black people for petty crimes, for misdemeanors, for drug violations. Drug violations, I mean, it's serious, but come on now. Drug violations from 10 years prior, like, there's no reason for it. So it's the fact that, you know, people that, you know, don't understand where us conservatives come from, they need to start recognizing where we're coming from, because the way the world works now isn't the way the world was working the past 4 years. The past 4 years was great. We had jobs coming in. We had America changing. We had the Keystone Pipeline. We had a lot of things going great. But ever since the first day in office, Joe Biden signed 64 executive orders. That is the most executive orders a U.S. president has ever signed in the last 64 years. Trump signed only 4 executive orders. Now, let me get that right. Trump signed 4. Biden signed 64. Big difference right there. We had a good prison the last 4 years. What's going to happen in the next 4 years? I don't know. I don't trust. And I don't really give a fuck about it. Because here's the thing. I was in Facebook jail for the last 4 days. All because Facebook censored me over the word hate. I didn't say any hate speech. I said the word hate. They thought the word hate, me saying the word hate, was me saying I hated somebody. I don't hate nobody. The only people I hate are liberals.
Amen. That's right.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought up communism. Because, you know, honestly, I'm glad that you left Washington. You saw the brighter eye. You've been living in Texas for about 3 months now, right?
Yeah, it's been about 3 months. And, you know, really, we don't even hate them. We just hate their ideology. You know, it's a trip, bro.
Facts. So here's the thing about Seattle is Amazon is a headquartered in Seattle, Washington. I used to work right near Amazon. Amazon's headquartered in South Lake Union, right by the Google Cloud building. The fact that Amazon has a CEO that's about to step down July 18th, and that has a net worth of almost, I think, $12.5 billion, but yet he can build a rocket company that's worth $12 billion. I think it's 12.5 million from what I read. But the fact that he can build a rock company, but yet he can't help the homeless out here. He can't build new homes for them. He can't do anything for the city. But yet he can go around talking on, post on Instagram, post on Facebook about how he's going to build a rocking company. What good is that going to do for the community or for the society or for the Americans? Not a damn thing. Because honestly, Jeff Bezos has honestly been a hypocrite his entire life. He lives in Medina, where he lives right next door to Bill Gates. Bill Gates just stepped down in Microsoft. Why? Because he had 12 affairs with 12 different women while he was married with one woman. He has 4 kids with that one woman. Well, now they're getting divorced. The fact that Amazon has policies where, you know, oh, they're going to post pictures and say this and that just for people to get the vaccines.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. Like, okay, let me get this right. The only reason why I got the vaccines is because I have a daughter. I have an 8-year-old daughter. In order to be around her, I had to get the vaccines. I was required to. I didn't want to, but I was forced to. I know, stupid. But the fact that, you know, I got the vaccines, I have felt a difference being around others that don't have it. And it's not a good sign. It's not a good feeling. I get sick. I get really lightheaded, and I get really sick easily. And I feel really tired. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, I feel like America needs change. And America is not going to have change when it has a president like it has now. And I was just talking to my friend this past weekend. It was Sunday. No, it was on Saturday. I had an interview with him. Did an interview on camera. I told him how I felt. I told him why, you know, I got the vaccine. I told him how I felt. Me and him were laughing about it, but, you know, I'm self-employed. I've been in movies, I've been in skits, I've been in music, I've been, you know, behind the scenes of things, I've been in, you know, random clips. It's just one of those things where sometimes you gotta take it to the next level and just create business for your own self, and, you know. It's one of those things, and that's why I have this podcast, because I want to air America out as America is, and that's why my podcast is the name it is, because that's what we talk about in here. Things about America, issues in America, and we got to raise it. We are going to be ending at 16 minutes, so Brent, you got the next minute and a half to go. It's 15 minutes and 5 seconds now, so you got the next 25 minutes to talk.
All right. Sounds good. Well, for all of y'all that don't know me, my name is Grant Daniel Lewis. I was born in San Antonio, Texas, and grew up with Jay Irvin in West Seattle, Washington. And I'm currently an Amazon employee. So I want to touch on the, you know, my experience as an employee here with the vaccines and the culture, kind of the leftist culture ingrained in Amazon, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. Go right ahead.
So basically, what happened is I'm here. I work at an Amazon location in Dallas. I think it's actually in Irving,
Texas. I've been there.
Yeah, Irving, Texas. And it's been an interesting experience. I've met some amazing people, many patriots, very, you know, diverse, amazing workplace like any other Amazon workplace. But, you know, something that really stood out to me that I want to, you know, bring to the public's attention is just simply the fact that they were, you know, sort of bribing people with money to get vaccinated and offering UPT, you know, time off. So essentially what they were doing was they were literally offering us $40 per, you know, per stab to get that procedure done. I guess we're not censored here, so I can say it, you know. So they wanted to get us vaxxed, and so they were offering $40 per vaccine and also a full day of time off. And it's just interesting because many of us now we're not wearing our masks, and we've kind of, you know, we go by security and then we just take our mask off, and it's an honor system. So really a lot of good patriots, good community, and we're not going to be sheep. We're not going to get it. And so that was a really good, you know, that was a really good fact that I learned, you know, as I got to know some of my employees. And, you know, it just helps you know you're not the only one that isn't going to be bribed and fall into this big government trap. So that happened. And then also another point I want to touch on is, you know, the Pride Month thing is, you know, like, it's just honestly really ridiculous. I'm just going to say it, you know, personally, I don't have an issue with the people and their lifestyle. I'm a new age, you know, I identify as a new age conservative. And I believe that that's awesome. And I love all these people. And this is the greatest country in the world. But they're not honoring you for your service, and they aren't honoring the veterans the way they should. And I'll elaborate on that. So basically they have tape on the floor. They have the pride, you know, the rainbow colors on the floor. They have banners. They have balloons on our entrance. They have flyers, and they've gone totally all out. And then whereas for the veterans, it's basically just, oh, wear something for a day. And so I just think that's, you know, needs to be called out for what it is. And really, I think they should just get a day. And I think the people that died for them and the freedom and who fought for them, like you and potentially me, since, as you mentioned before, that I'm also, you know, looking into it. You know, anyone that's going into it or anyone that's served, especially, should be honored. So shout out to all of y'all and to you. And I just wanted to make it clear that this is what's happening. This is not an exaggeration. This is the reality. So, yeah, what do you think about that?
Man, absolutely. You hit right on topic. Man, that's really crazy. Holy crap. Them having, you know, flags and banners is ridiculous. That's crazy. They should not have that. Yeah, you hit right on the spot. That's crazy. That blows my mind. Wow. That things need to change in this country. That's absolutely disgusting. Instead of having an Amazon banner, they have a Pride flag banner. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos never changes. Neither will the new CEO. Go figure. So I'm going to wrap it up here at 21 minutes. We're coming up on 21 minutes. I would like to take the time to appreciate you, Grant, for coming on. I'd like to take the time to appreciate you speaking your mind. And I hope you all have a good rest of your day. And you have a good day too, Grant.
Thank you. Sounds good. I appreciate the chance to come on. And Semper Fi.
Semper Fi all day.